Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 13th of September 2024. Today's topic is Dare to be a Samuel. Our text today is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 12 verses 1 through 7. And Samuel said unto all Israel, Behold, I have hearkened unto your voice in all that ye said unto me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and grey-headed. And, behold, my sons are with you. And I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. Verse 3. Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord, and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it you. And they said, Thou hast not defrauded us, nor oppressed us, neither hast thou taken aught of any man's hand. And he said unto them, The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found aught in my hand. And they answered, He is witness. And Samuel said unto the people, It is the Lord that advanced Moses and Aaron, and that brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Verse 7. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers. Key verse. 1 Samuel chapter 12 verse 3. Behold, here I am. Witness against me before the Lord, and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken? Or whose ass have I taken? Or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or of whose hand have I received any bribe to blind mine eyes therewith? And I will restore it you. Samuel was a person who had served God from his childhood to adulthood. He served God with all sincerity and had a clear conscience towards God and man. His life of honesty and transparency was so clear that no man could point to an evil that he did all the days of his life. He was in the Old Testament, but had a similar testimony like Jesus, whom the Prince of this world came and found no offense in him. If you are to stand before your friends and family members, can you boast that you will have the same testimony as Samuel? Or you're scared to ask people what they think about you because you know that you have been a disobedient child? Repent today and determine to be a Samuel, and God will give you the needed grace. Prayer for today. Lord Jesus, help me to have a conscience free of offense towards God and men. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Acts chapter 24 verse 16. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you. Thank you.